Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. The show trial that the Nazis staged took place on February 22nd. Sophie's and Hun's lawyers were working for the state and offered no defense for them. Roland Freisler, Hitler's hanging judge, was brought in from Berlin to make sure justice was served. He questioned the Scholls and one other member of the White Rose, Christopher Probst. Freisler damned them in his opening statement like there was no hope for any kind of justice. Though the two male defendants seemed nervous and frightened by the judge's bombastic style, Sophie appeared, listen to this, relaxed despite facing a charge of high treason. The courtroom was circled with Nazi flags, even with the judge screaming at her, "Look what the Führer has done for you." She remained calm. She knew she had no chance at any verdict but guilty, but she was convinced the publicity created by the trial would do more to spread the message of the White Rose than 1,000 flyers. She honestly believed the proceedings would cause millions to see the real evil that was part of Nazi Germany. In her mind, God had given her this platform to defeat Hitler, and she was going to use it to accomplish that end. Sophie would prove that the meek would truly inherit the earth, that evil, no matter how strong, could not triumph over those who embrace faith. When the judge demanded to know why she joined the White Rose, Sophie proclaimed in a strong voice, "Somebody, after all, had to make a start. What we wrote and said is also believed by many others. They just don't dare express themselves as we did. We fight with words to open people's eyes. The German people want God, not Hitler." The court found them guilty. Each would be executed. Over the noise of those agreeing with the sentence and punishment, listen to this, Sophie firmly announced, "You will be standing where we are standing now." Returned to her cell, the convicted woman expected to live for another 99 days. That was legally mandated time between conviction and execution, and she hoped that during this period the Allies would overrun Germany and save her from the gallows. When the prison matron told her she only had 3 hours, the young woman was shocked. The matron noted that when Sophie looked out the window at the sunshine, a sense of peace flooded the room. God was still with her, surrounding her, even in prison. A few minutes later, Sophie prayed with the Stadelheim prison minister, and as she prepared for death, she prayed that others would seek God. Her final words were not for herself, but for the transformation of the world into a peaceful place. After the prayer, two guards escorted her to the execution chamber. Listen to this. She was so calm, it frightened the hardened men. As she made her final steps, she proclaimed, "The sun is still shining." The men knew it was her statement of faith that God was still with her, and she was still strong. Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.